Okay, morning everybody. Welcome to another week of Def Yoni. So we're picking up on Bubba and Bet by the store by four lines up in the wide line. So for the past couple of days, so we've been talking about how to fix a Mavoy and make it usable for purposes of using it on Shabbos. So we spoke about using a Korah, putting a beam across the top. We spoke about a little bit about Sarah Petah, putting a ship for doorway with entrance. Spoke a little bit about putting a lesi, putting a post against one of the sides of the entrance. We also spoke about how you could, most of the time was regular mavoi. We also started talking about a mavoi mufulash, a mavoi that goes straight through. That's not a dead end mavoi, but a mavoi that connects two different reshut harabims.
Are you using the regular microphone you've used in the past? You sound very echoey this morning.
Oh, I think that's because of the room I'm in. One second, let me try opening the window. That'll solve the echo problem.
Did other people notice that too, or was it just me?
Yeah. No, thanks, Father. The sound resolution wasn't as good.
Okay, thank you. I hate to be a pain. Speak again.
Okay, so I'll try this again. Hopefully,
yeah, that is better.
Let me open the window. Okay. So we're talking about different types of mavoi and whether or not how to fix each type of mavoi, because the goal of Erevin is for people to be able to use the space that they can use while still observing Pilchot Erevin. Erevin and not violating Isra'atza or Isra'atz Chumim by accident. So, now we were talking about the case of a Mavoi Akum, a crooked Mavoi or a bent Mavoi. So there's a whole bunch. So if you see here, I'm screen sharing because there's a lot of different pictures, which is very relevant. So we discussed them briefly, but because we're talking again back to having Mavoi, so there's a little bit of Chazara, a little bit of review is always helpful. So, we're talking about a dead end mavoi, which is relatively simple. Then we start talking about mavoi that connects between two roads, as you see here in diagram number 32. And then we're moving on now to the crooked mavoi from the bent or an angle. The question is, do you view them as two distinct dead end mavoi with each other? Or do you view as two distinct mavois that are dead end that hit each other? Or do you view them as two intersecting roads? So depending on how you view it, would change, you know, what type of any would you have to put a differentiation between the two of them or not? So that's why. So we discussed the case of putting a Rashi in his Revei, I'm quoting back, put a Sura Petachim between the two because two distinct Rishiyot that need to be fixed. Not that there's one, not that's one crooked one, but it's two actually two distinct ones. Actually two of them. And there's also the option of putting a Korah in the middle. So just to remind you that, hey, this is two. That's diagram 44, 45. And then I had diagram 46, which is Tosfot, which says simply if you do a Sura Petach on one side and then the Korah on the other side, then that's also sufficient. So now we're going to keep going into discussing more cases of where we have a bent mavoi. So now who mavoi akum de hava arda. So in arda they had it this such and such type of mavoi, the one that bent. So Rami lay chomrei de Rav, chomrei de Shmuel. So they decided to follow both of the chomrot between the Torah Petach, putting the lechi, putting the lechi in the middle. So what did they manage to do? So chomrei de Rav. And they required doors for Rav. Because Rav says it's not that basically if once it's in a Mavoi Akum, it's the same as Mavoi Mufulash, therefore you need to fix it with Platot, with actual doors. And the Amar Torah talk about Mufulash, right? So basically you require doors because Rav says if it's a Mufulash, basically that's almost like it's much closer to being Rishut to Rabim than it is to being Rishut to Yaskim, therefore you need actual doors to stop people from going in and from using it as a cut through as an actual or as a row. So Hamar Rav also Tanakama. So wait, but didn't Rav say the law like Tanakama, which would mean that it wouldn't be considered to be like a Mavoi Mufulash? It's according to Shmuel, the Amar Halacha Kachananya. Rather, it's like Shmuel says the law is really like Kachananya. Amar Shmuel Torto Kisata. But that doesn't work for Shmuel because we stopped doing just that Shmuel says that Mavoi Akum would view it as if it's already closed because it's bent, so therefore you can't say it's real straight through anymore because it's bent, so therefore it's if it's closed already. So rather it's also corrupt. Amar Torah Mufulash. So that means that basically we're taking both the chumras of Rav's opinion and his Shmuel's opinion, which gives us a different opinion. And it's like, wait, this is weird. Normally you wouldn't do that. as the very beginning. We have the other thing, right? When you do the direction from you pick which way it goes. Are you either do according to the chumrah, you follow one shita or the other shita. So you don't just really go chumrah because you could do a chumrah. You have to have a reason for why it makes sense that you're following the chumrah. But Daniel, Olam Halachah Beit Hillel, Rosh Hashanah Devar Beit Shammai, Olam Halachah Beit Hillel, Olam Halachah Beit Shammai, Mekulei Beit Hillel. Sorry. So the question is, let's say somebody wants, really, we in general, a lot we say that the halacha is like Beit Hillel. And if you want to do like Beit Shammai, you really should do like Beit Hillel, right? So like that's what we should say. Mekulei Beit Shammai, Mekulei Beit Hillel, Rasha. If you were to take the kula to both sides, right, you only do the easiest opinion, both of Beit Hillel and of Beit Shammai, then you're Rasha, because that means you're struggling with the easy way out, and that's not a good thing. And if somebody decides to take the chumras of both sides with the argument, one Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, they're like a blind person wandering in the dark, doesn't know what they're doing. Because there's no reason, because neither Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai advocates for that position. So why are you doing something that nobody actually, no, there's nobody behind that opinion. So why are you deciding to do something that nobody says you should be doing? So really, you should pick a person. Either you're following Beit Hillel for everything, or you're following Beit Hillel Shammai for everything. You just have to decide which one it is. Wait, one second here. Didn't you say that you always have to follow Beit Hillel? What was that? Didn't you say that you do Beit Shammai sense? So which one is it? Beit Hillel or Shammai? Rather, this is the difference between...
Rabbi, I don't know if it's just me, but I can't hear you. It's garbling.
You're breaking up.
Yeah. You're breaking up.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it better now? Well, let's just switch resources for a second.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's the mic or whether it's the Zoom. And whether it's showing the pictures, whether that makes a difference. We were good when we first started at the beginning of last week, and then... Friday was bad, and today doesn't seem that great either.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what the problem is.
Okay, so let me stop sharing for the moment, and then let's see, that'll help us. Okay. Better.
So far, so good.
Okay. Okay, so we're talking about the question. Should you follow the Hillel or Beit Shammai? Both are
one. Actually, not really.
Not really. I'm going to call my phone. And hopefully, solve the problem. Okay. Try and connect. Okay. Audio. One moment, please. Or is it better now? I'll call my phone. Okay. Okay. So. Okay. Calling in. Okay. Can you hear me now? Is this better? A second.
Yeah, you look great.
You can hear me, because then I'm not going to use the phone then, so you can hear me. It looks like a computer thing. So sorry about that. So we're talking about the chumrah of Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Which one should you follow? We said that if you follow both, if you follow the kulas, all the kulas, you're considered to be a rasha. And if you decide to follow both of the chumrahs, you're considered to be a blind person walking in the dark because you really don't know what you're doing. So then the question was, wait, but didn't we say that there's a question on that whole statement of, wait, but don't we always follow Beit Hillel? So why are we telling you to follow Beit Shammai? So then we responded to that before we responded to this. So we dealt with the issue of, you know, you shouldn't follow so much incorrectly. And now we're the question of, wait, so can we follow Beit Shammai at all? So then we said, well, maybe this right down was before there was a Batkel. Basically, there was a Batkel that came out. There was a voice from heaven, and whether that we follow Batkel or not, we'll get to it. We'll talk about it in a little bit. So, Dwal, Beit Hillel, and Shammai were having their arguments. So, there's a voice that sounded from heaven saying that, Allah ke Beit Hillel. So that would be basically God's side of the hill, and whether we should follow the hill. So this statement would be before that, because if everybody had heard the, you know, heard the Bible, of course they would know that they should follow the hill. So, be by Dama. But there's another option. Havahal after Bakal, whether they're both after the Bakal is heard already. But what's the problem? It's Rabbi Yeshua, really. What's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? The law of Mashiach for Bakal. He says that the Bakal doesn't play a role. That's the Gemara of Lo B'Shamayimi. I'm also going by Tamar Shalach Nai, with Rabbi Yishmael. It's an interesting Gemara. Hopefully we'll get to it. We'll get to it at a later point. So that's how you could have say why you can choose, because we hadn't yet established the halacha being one like Bet Hillel or like Beit Shammai. Ibai Ema Hazaka Markol Heicha Mishkacha Trei Tanai V'Trei Morai D'Pligi Adade Bayin Machloket Beit Shammai Bet Hillel Olei V'Kikulei Demar Kikulei Demar Lo Kachumrei Demar Kachumrei Demar. So basically, we're saying that we're not really saying like going back to the Beit Shammai Bet Hillel. We're repalking to have whether we should follow Bet Hillel or Beit Shammai. We talked about already. But we're saying that whenever you have a machloket tanaim and moraim, even after Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, that you should treat it as if the same way that when we're talking about the chumrah of Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, we tell you only follow one. You can only follow one person's opinion all the way through. Same thing for here. Follow one person's opinion all the way through. Ella okri kule demar, the chumrah of it, okri kule demar, okri chumrah of it. So basically, you should be consistent. If you're following a person's opinion, you follow them for everything. You don't pick and choose the chumras of one and the chumras of the other, or the kulas of one and the kulas of the other. Rather, you would follow one opinion from beginning to end. Okay. So the kula gom kasha. That's still a problem, because why would we have been recommending you to follow the opinion we passed him against? So like, what's going on here? We still don't understand what happened in Mechuzah. Like, why did Narada follow both opinions? Like, how could that be? Because we went through saying how you're supposed to follow one person's opinion all the way through. So why are they trying to pass my both? So rather they really follow Rav. So like that's what really essentially it's like Rav. But what do we say? I'm a Rav. Halacha v'emor, okay. Right, they followed Rav, but basically, like, even though they said halacha is like Rav, but like, really, you shouldn't rely on Rav. So, like, so that's why it ends up looking like you're following both, because like, you could rely on Rav, but you really shouldn't. So therefore, they really want the Shmuel. So because that's why they got to that weird medium position. But normally, they wouldn't have done that. Just in this particular case, that was the stock they got, and that's why they did it. But for the opinion that says, no, when Rav said his opinion, he meant everybody should follow my opinion. And he didn't say that there's none of this, you know, follow Rav and Shmuel if you're not sure. It's like, no, he was very clear with what his vision was. So Amar Shizbi, Kilo Dian Chumre de Betre, Hecha Tisatri Adade. Now, the problem is if you decide to follow on, when you follow the chumras of both, it's the svarot contradict each other, right? The sutra they contradict. That you can't say, you know, do you treat it as a square or a circle? You can't treat it as both. It's a square or it's a circle, right? Which one is it? You have to pick. It can't be two things at once. So, Kugagolan was the case. You're going Shidra Kugagolan. The case of the spine and of the skull, as far as how much do you need in order to be metame tumat me, via tumat oal or tumat negiyah, right? So that non, as it states in the Mishnah, shidra v'al gulgolet, right? The spine or the skull, shachasru v'kama, right? This is a question of the skull and the spine. If they're missing, like they're not fully intact, so is it metame or not? So v'kama chisra v'shidra. So how much is missing in the spine, Beit Shammai omrim shtei chuliot, Beit Hillel omrim chulia achat. So Beit Shammai says it's two vertebrae, Beit Hillel says one vertebrae. We'll go ahead and you're talking about the skull. Beit Shammai omrim kumle mekdaach. So Beit Shammai says it's the amount of what Mekdash, which Rashi says, Kadesh, you don't tell me, and Achai, if you have what? Basically, it's the amount that if you lost that much of your skull, you'd be dead. As much as if you would take it from a person who's alive and he would die. So those sound very similar, but we'll get to what we mean in a moment. Similarly, by treifa, that it goes by one versus two, and then whether it's a set size, which is the size that you drill a hole with, or the size that would kill a person.
Rabbi, which is the bigger and which is the smaller amount in those two?
So basically, Shammai requires more, his amount missing is greater.
Oh, okay.
So, but the point being is that you can't. In one case, it's greater, in one case, it's lesser, right? So again, he requires two vertebrae, but his hole is smaller, right? And Beit Hillel has a larger hole, but less vertebrae, right? So you can't take larger of both, because the sorrows would contradict each other. Which is, what, is it based on a set amount missing, or is it based on whether the person be dead or not with it? So then, right? They're two different svaras entirely, so you can't. So, and the size will change based on which svara you're using. So that's why you've either been Shammai or been Hillel. Okay. Mativ Rav Masharsha. Masad Rabbi Akiva Shalikat Etrog Bechad Bishvat. Benag Bo Shteyser. So one time Rabbi Akiva. So we're going to have a story that will illustrate this point about should you or shouldn't you be doing like one of the things. So. Rabbi Akiva collected his etrog around Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which is there's a machloket Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai as to whether or not the new year for trees starts on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which is Beit Shammai, or it starts on Tu B'Shvat, as we do, which is Beit Hillel. So Avinag Bo Shteim Usur, and he gave it and he treated both as give it Maser twice. One Maser was for the previous year, one for the current year. So let's say if it would have been, let's say, Maser Ani, and it would have been Maser Shane. So then he chose two different Mahaseres based on different years of the cycle. So I thought there were a bit Shammai, if I did Rahil. So he followed whether or not is the current date year, the previous year, or the coming year. So he did one to follow a bit Shammai, one to follow a bit Hillel. So the question then is going to be, well, wait, why is he doing that? Rabbi Akiva, Gemara is topic play. Well, yada iki Beit Hillel b'chad b'shvat, amor, or even from a server shvat, amor, v'avad hachal chomra v'hachal. Right, so we're not saying that he, you know, that he was deliberately doing that. Rather, what happened is he, you know, was turning the master right away. He just couldn't quite remember which one it was on top of his head. So, not because he was past like both, but because he simply just couldn't remember. That's why he ended up doing in both directions. He remembered, oh, there's a Bachelor did the first and the 15th, but he can't remember who was who, and that's why he did both. Not because he should do it, but simply because he made a mistake. He forgot. So that would mean that would mean for us that you shouldn't do Chumrah according to both sides of this bar that covered each other. And this is simply a case where you don't know. But you should probably never be in that situation, but if you're in a situation where you can't remember who says what and which one you should follow, that'd be the only case where you should be following someone's above. Okay? So, yeah, we're now on the two dots on Zion of Aleph. So now we're starting a new topic. So Yatnev Rav Yosef, Kameh de Rav Huna, Yatnev Kamar Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Achloka Vesarach Yemikan, Vesarach Yemikan, Vaplach Yemikan, Vaplach Yemikan. Right, so the question, so there's a Machloka as to what is the status of the Mavod of Fulash, if it's connected between two Rishos or Avos. So what do we mean by that? So again, so Sracha is a highway, and a Platja is the town square. So we'll go with those definitions. Precisely what they are is a little more complicated. Right, as we mentioned in the first Mishnah, right, so as again, also going back to the Daf of in Shabbos, Sracha is the highways between cities. Plaja is the big, it sounds like the word plateau because, well, that's what it's from, right? So you know, based on Latin, so Latin/Greek. So, but it also meant the square, the main central square for business and commerce they used to have.
Rabbi, would a Plaja be a Carmelist and the other one be Rosh Hashanah, or
they're both examples of Rosh Hashanah?
Okay.
For more details as to what that how all the definitions. So for that, head back to Shabbos that bottom of that well, where that is where the portion there discussing more depth as to what the characteristics are. For now, with the thing the two versions are up. The question is, are they different types? And that the mobile connects the two, it could be some different. So my look at structure mikan. Right, so let's look at if between it's the Ramo is connecting two highways or connecting two town centers. Well, Sraja Mikan, Bika Mikan. But if you have the highway leading into a Bika, into a valley, a Bika Mikan, a Bika Mikan. Or if you have a Bika, which means the valley, again, if you have a valley on both sides of this, of the Mavoy, of the space in between. Or third, Otsasura Lipet Mikan, the left of the core Mikan, right? But if you were to have the case of a pick on one side or a pick on both sides, then you would not need to do the Lato that we were talking about on the previous doc. Rather, all you need to do is a Sura Petla and a left Yankara. It would be a much lesser form of tikkun yes, needed once you're leading to a Bika, which is a Carmelite, as opposed to being a Rosh Hashanah. So, Asha Sraja Mikan, Abika Mikan. What if you have a case where you have a Sraja leading into a Bika? Also, let's sort of Betel Mikan, Blanca Kor Mikan. Bika Mikan, Abika Mikan. So, if you know that, we just mentioned that if a Sraja leads into the Mavoi, which then leads into the Bika, that you could do a Lech Yenikora and a Sraja Betel. Well, we even talk about two Bikas, because a Bika, a valley, is a Carmelist. So if you're Carmelist both sides, then like, what's the problem? It's nowhere near the same degree as if you have a Rosh Hashanah and a Carmelist. So shouldn't be able to say Kal v'chomer here? Another come on. Let's explain this again. So Sraja Mikan, Bika Mikan. You have a Sraja on one side and Bika on the other side. Now it's like a Bika Mikan, Bika Mikan. Once your Sraja leads into another path, which then leads into the Bika, so that means that really the other Sraja is a Bika. You can't call it a true sriracha if it ends up leading to a dead end, i.e. to a bika. It has to be a completely connected highway. A highway that leads to a dead end isn't really a highway. It's just got to be something else. Even if it looks like a highway, it's not a highway. It's just a different type of road.
Wouldn't it depend on how many people are in there? Like, whether it leads, where, why does it matter where it leads to? Or is that the reason why it's like a Carmelist? Because there's not 600,000 people there?
So we're not discussing the number of people. We're discussing the structural features right now.
Okay.
So as in usages. So correct. So that is a very major factor. Lalacha, as well as the institution Rebo. But here we're not discussing that detail. So that we're saying once it leads into something that's not a Rosh Hashanah, that means it's clearly not Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise you wouldn't have a highway that leads to nowhere. So, Umisayim ba Mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda, Imhaya Mavoi Kal Lurachava, and Sarah Kwok. Because we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if you have a Mavoi, right, which is, again, a Mavoi is a alleyway, and a Rachava is, let's say, is a square, right, but it's more like a backyard square than anything else. Here we go, let's see if, here we go, I'm gonna share screen again. Screen again. That way, hopefully, it will not slow down my computer again. There we go. Everybody sees this. So we have the Rosh Hashanah leading to the Mavoi, leading to the Rechava, right? So the Rechava is as opposed to a Chatzer. A Chatzer is where the houses directly open up onto it and allow for excellent usage of the square, right? That would be a Chatzer, and the houses directly use it, right? Because there's an entryway leading onto it. But a Rechava is simply a place that has no doorways leading directly to it. So it's not a fully usable area. So it's even less, so it's even more of a Rosh Hashanah, which allows it to make dealing with the mug way even easier. Amar Leah Bailer of Yosef. Had Amar Hadar Yehuda the Shmueli. Rather, when Yehuda said that that once there's a racham attached to the mavo, you're done. That's only according to Shmuel. Okay. Okay. So now we turn the page. The Rav Kashin Rav and a Rav. If this was actually according to Rav, that means that Rav is contradicting himself because Rav was saying that basically if you a mavoi hamafulash as if it's basically Shatrav means like if it's akum is the same as being straight. So even if you lead it to a rechava, that's still not sufficient. It's just still be a problem. So now we're trying to figure out. Wait. So what's going on here? So the Amar Rav, Amar Bar
Rabbi. Rabbi, yes. I have to stop you. This stuff is so technical, and we can't hear. I mean, I know I can't hear half of what you're saying, so it's really hard to learn this way unless we can actually hear every word that you're saying. I'm sorry, but that last phrase that you just said, it sounded like a complex phrase, and I only heard half the words. Okay. Am I the only one that's having trouble with the audio? Or is there anybody else having trouble?
I'll explain it again and go slower then. Hopefully that'll solve the problem.
Please.
Okay, please. I'll explain it again slower, okay? So we were talking about when you have a alleyway leading into a square, but this is a not so usable square called a rechava, which is a lot less useful.
Backlot. Backlot. Archibald calls it a backlot.
A backlot, right? So it's as opposed to when you have a chatzer, which is, as we were talking, as we've been mentioning, the chatzer is basically an extension of your house because everybody, you used to do a lot of things in the chatzer. You used to do your laundry there. You used to do your cooking there. You used to do, let's say, if you were leaving dyes out to ferment, a lot of other things would be done in the chatzer. As opposed to this back lot, which basically it's not so usable.
So the diagram shows it very well in your parish chai.
Right.
Bring up the parish chai and you show diagram number 68.
Okay, we'll do.
You see where the door is.
Right.
It's very good.
Okay, everybody see the diagram here?
See, there's no door opening up into this back lot.
Right, there's no doorways, right? It's just the back of the building. Nobody's
as opposed to looking at 71, diagram 71, which is a chatzer.
Correct.
Because it opens up into with about 71 further down.
Right. So that's the...
You see the doors open up into the same configuration, but the doors don't open into it.
Right. So depending on ability of access and usage is what determines what the space is. Okay. So now we're gonna explain Rav's opinion, whereas why Rav would say the status of the rechava. He's gonna discuss what that means. So now we have Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav Mavoi Shenifras B'Mo'ol Chatzer Shenifras Chatzer Kenegdo Chatzer Muteret Mavoi Asur. So if you have a Mavoi that leads straight into the chatzer, and the chatzer, parallel to the entryway to the chatzer, straight ahead of you is the Rishut Rabim, as seen in diagram 41, right? Actually, not quite 41. It would be in 70, where basically you can go straight on through. There's nothing stopping you. You just can walk straight through, nothing in the way. Then that should be, that's a problem. Right? Why? So we say chatzer muteret from mavoi asur. We say the chatzer is okay because the chatzer, we should mention that chatzer and mavoi have different laws. The important thing for a chatzer is that it has four walls surrounding it, whereas for mavoi, the important thing is demarcation between where the mavoi is and where the Rishat Rabim is. So you don't accidentally wind up going from the mavoi to the Rishat Rabim or thinking that you can treat the Rishat Rabim like the mavoi. So even though you you know, you would think that the that if the Mavoi Zasser is a Chatzer Zasser, actually only the Mavoi Zasser. So wait, why is that the case? Why are we treating the case where it goes Mavoi Chatzer Rishitharabim different from the case where it goes Mavoi Rechava Rishitharabim? Like, why is there a difference between the two of those? So Amrle, Analoy Dana. He's like, I don't know. Right, that's the answer. It's like, you're right. This should be the same. It's not, and I'm not sure why. So now we're going to keep going. So now we're going to give another case that will hopefully enlighten us as to what it should be. So,
Rabbi, quick question just from before. So you're saying that the Mavoi, the Chatzer wouldn't be a problem because it has four walls. The Mavoi is a problem. Is it only a problem, meaning problem carrying it, if it doesn't have demarcations? But if it does, then you rectify the problem?
Yes, if you would fix the, if you would give the proper demarcation, the Mavoi would be usable again. Correct.
So, and why does it say that they're having a problem differentiating between the Rishus HaRabim and Rechav, Rachva? Isn't it?
There isn't.
That I didn't get.
There isn't. The question is, why are we? Do we say the Rechava doesn't create a problem? It helps the Mavoi, where a Chatzer hurts the Mavoi. Because a Chatzer and a Rechava have the same dimensions, the only difference being that the Rechava doesn't have doors and leading to it, whereas the Chatzer does. The question is, why would you treat them differently? That's the question.
Okay.
So, and the Gemara answer, we don't know. So now we're talking about another case. Uvda Hava Badura Duriuta. So now there's a case that happened in a place called Dura Duriuta. That Mavoi Shakala La Rechava Hava. So we have this case. The Mavoi leads into a rechava. The atalaka made Rav Yehuda. Hello, it's Rechayev lo midi. And then there, Rav Yehuda didn't ask for anything. He said it's fine to use. Ikash mishmei de Rav, have mishmei de Shmuel. Hello, Kashia. You say maybe we're following Shmuel here, and for Shmuel it wouldn't be a problem. Hello, Kashia midi, and there's no problem. Hash to the Amri Rav Sheshet le Rav, the Rav Shmuel bar Abba, Amri le Rav Yosef bar Abba. So how can we solve the problem? We could say the difference being whether or not the people of the Chatzer made, or of the Rechava made an Eruv or not. Because if they made an Eruv, then that would mean that since the Mavoi, people of the Mavoi now won't have access because they're not part of the Eruv. That's why it's a problem, because the people of the Chatzer excluded the people in the Mavoi. And that's the problem. It's nothing to do with the case of the Mavoi leading to the Rechava or the Chatzer and it being as if it's the Mavoi going straight through. No, it's a separate issue altogether. Is that the issue is that the people in that Chatzer excluded the people who has the Mavoi. So it's a different story altogether. It's nothing to do with what we were talking about. Right? So that's one way of solving the issue. Is that we're still saying it's an entirely different case, and that's why. So you're right. It should be, we should have a problem, but here technically we just have a different case and that's why it's it. Okay, now we're going down, we're on Shadim on Aleph. Ulamai, the Selakadatin, Mikara, Ben, Irvu, Ben, Shlo, Irvu. Initially, you'd have thought that the argument has nothing to do with, did the people of Mavoi make an Irvu to the people of the Chatzer make an Irvu, did the Rechav make an Irvu? Just the problem is that the Mavoi is not fixed. Eruv can't come in yet because it's just not fixed yet. So then doesn't matter. You can make an Eruv through the Mavoi all you want, but if you didn't fix the Mavoi, you still can't use it. So, but my pligi bishlo Eruv. So rather, what else are we arguing about? The case that there's no Eruv. But my pligi bishlo Eruv. Pligi benirim. So do you really think that they're arguing about whether there's an Eruv or not? Because, like, if that's the case, then that means that this teaches us absolutely nothing about the dinim of Mavoi into Chatzer versus Mavoi into Rechava. It's simply a case of, do you have an Eruv set up or not? And if you have an Eruv, you can carry. If you don't, you don't. But then we don't learn anything new. We knew that already, that if you want to carry between different Rishuyot, or between a Rishut that has only people access to it, you need an Eruv between all the individuals who have access. So that's not helping us. It could be that's the case, but we don't learn anything new from there. So let's try something else. So now the Gemara continues. Rather, what's the case? Rather, the question is if near. Okay, let me find your picture. This one, display underneath, but you can see from inside, but not from the outside. Okay. Where is the second? Okay, I guess there isn't a photo here. Okay, basically, so I'll explain with words then. So when we say it's Rashi, veneer mimachutz v'shamim bifnim, right? Where outside it looks like it's distinct, but if you're standing inside, it looks like it's all simply one straight area. Okay. So the pligi be amorai lekaman. Rather, this is the mahal we're going to have in another two daf. The ikilamanda amar nido kinera mishnei tzadim. That if only one side can see, do we treat it that both sides can tell that they're different locations? The ikilamanda amar inonidon. That actually you basically judge it based on where you're currently standing, whether it's like one or like the other. Hakanami hanach kibube deit alachaser haotvim al rachav pirzat amagui. So basically the question is whether or not this is photo number 71. So you see how there's by with little olive, there's these little things jutting out. Right? So once there's something, there's a little jutting out a little bit, something that like blue face, like something rough that you can bump into. So once that's there, that's what can help you. That's what it means by near close to the name. That when you're looking from one side, you see that little bump, and the other side, you don't. Continue on in Rashi. Hilkak, Avagav the Shavim Bifnim, Sha'omdin the Mavoi, Enro Inoto. Therefore, if you're standing in the Mavoi, you don't see it. Benir Elahem, Kotel Parot Limo, Afil Haki, Lerav, Mahani Givufe, Leshavi, Pitcha. So, according to Rav, that in fact there are other little rough edges is enough, even though you wouldn't necessarily notice it so well, whereas from the Chazer, you'd have noticed it very well. That's, so, he says that's enough to serve to be an entry. Lagabe Mavoi, Kiheki, Mashavule, Pitcha, Lagabe Chazer. What the Chazer calls it an entryway, same thing for the Mavoi. Hatran, Mektana, Asura, Mukim, Le. That's a case where you have a small wall and a larger wall, right? So again, that's photo number 69. Okay, it will be more similar to that, where there's a smaller one and a larger one. Yeah, but so when that's the case, so there's, depending on which one you're in, you can see it better. There's not a case of you have the foot or anything else, simply it's completely open, it's the other one. That's a problem. But here there's gufufe, so it's considered to be a petach, considered to be an entryway. And therefore, people in the chatzer won't ask the mavoi, so there's a doorway in between which differentiates the areas, and that should make it okay. Normally, the way that a mavoi works is that different chatzerot open into the mavoi, right? Different courtyards open into the alleyway. But here, but normal things here, this doorway was meant to be a doorway. The wall fell down, so that's why we treat it otherwise. As we'll see in another couple of weeks, that if people wouldn't normally use that entryway, then it's mutar. But Shmuel says that once there is access, even if it was an intended access, that's enough to answer it on the individuals who are trying to enter. Right? And then the mavoi is the problem. Even if it wasn't an intentional opening, there won't be many people in that chaser with most access to the mavoi at all. But once they do, that creates a problem. Okay. So again, now we're going to go to another case. Now we're going to talk about the case of where exactly along the way does it end. Okay, so now we're going to again, 73, 74, 75 is going to be for the next case. So hopefully we'll be able to explain it. It'll be clear. So the Irvuk, the Midligiv, Rav Yosef, Nem Rav Yosef, Loshenu, Ela Shekala, and Sarachava. V'akala Tzidir Rachava Asur. Right, so they're only arguing if it empties out into the middle. So if the right, so the question is when the mavoi goes into the chatzer, is it mavoi going towards the middle like we had over in diagram 51 at the top over here, where it goes straight through? But that's also when the mavoi is in the middle. So from the chatzer, it's a clear doorway. You can tell that's not a question. But on the other hand, the other case. Is when it's on the side, it's not as clear. Even from the rechava, it's not as clear because there's a straight wall on your left, and you might consider that you follow that wall and it goes straight through, and it's all just one long rishus. The Amar Rava Hada Amar Lehem Sarachava Mutar. So when do we say that the middle is okay? Right, the case where the mavoi is there's a little bit of the chatzer or the rechava on both sides. Only when the mavoi goes through, you'll hit a wall. But if it's straight, but if it's actually straight through, then the fact that it was in the middle doesn't help you because you'll still be able to walk straight through the mavoi and not even notice that there are walls.
Does that basically mean, Rabbi, we're saying whether or not it's in the foolish or whether it's sasum? Like that?
Yes.
More or less, what is that's quite, what we're saying?
Essentially the same thing. It's, yes. That if you can go straight through, we treat it as if it's in the foolish. Whether or not there's other things in the way or it changes type in the middle, if functionally you walk straight through and nothing's stopping you or like anything weird looking from the way, we treat it like it's all one area. But if there's
that's a problem,
the room also opens up wider or because you turn a little bit, that's enough to remind you, wait, we switched to Shuyo, and that should be enough to mean they're not all usher. But if it wasn't for that, then it would be usher. That's what this kind of thing is.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so we're going to try and. We're going to try to do one more line, and then we're going to stop, and we'll do a little bit of Chazar. If she needs to go in a minute or two, they can. So then we're trying to do one more case, and then we'll review. If you need to leave before the review is finished, that's good as well, because we'll also probably review starting tomorrow for you with more of these types of cases. So Amar Rosharsha Had Amar Zesh Lekun Gitzem Mutar Lo Arman Ela Rochava Derabid Aval Rochav Diachid Simen Deminlach Allah. Bunny love a team. Bahavalei kamavoi shakala letzidei rechava. And three of the case is where the difference between whether that rechava is one person's rechava, because if it's one person's rechava, then it's going to remain that person's. If it's multiple rechava, then it will remain being this back lot that everybody uses, because you can't really start messing around with it without being somebody, without getting permission from everybody else who uses the area. But if it's an individual, for all we know, during the middle of the week, he may decide to build a new house there because he can, because it's his area, and it doesn't affect. So it's going to be a lot of a house there. So that would create a problem, because then that would turn it into a true mavoi. And then it would be asur. Okay? Amana Tamra, the Shani Le Ben Rachava, Larab, and Ben Rachava Jiachid. So who says that there's a difference between one person owning the backlot or multiple? Right, so there was a case where this happened and came in front of Rebbe and he said nothing. Right, which means that he'd say mostly nothing. It's kind of like, you know, did the same thing. Well, Marba had the kind of machitza, had there lo marba, chashin and shema, tinata ashba, viola, hayam, asirton. Basically, we said that based on that case, he didn't say either way because he treated it currently based on the reality that really there are walls right now. And then he also said, but other end hopefully could be moved. So the answer is that, could we have a response to the case to the guy eventually build a building there? The answer is like, we don't know. So we're gonna pause there and we'll pick up there. Tomorrow, and I was gonna do a little bit of chazar. So the question, we're talking about a mavoi akum, which is a crooked, mavoi, and the question is, if you crooked mavoi, how do you fix it? So the question of putting up doors or not putting up doors, we have the question of, we also have the question of once we have a mavoi leading into another area, namely either a, first we talked about it leading into a beka, then we talked about leading into a chetar abim, whether or not it takes on the characteristics of the beka or like the chetar abim. So we said that the beka would actually override that of being open to a Abim. And then we were talking about the case of if you open from a mavoi into a chatzer or a rechava, the question is, would that help us or hurt us? And we're currently in the middle of the discussion of, does the Rechava turn the, does it differentiate between the Mavoi and the Rechava, and therefore you can have it use one and not the other one, or do we simply say that because it was connected and there's not enough differentiation, that therefore just like the Mavoi is us, or there's two of us there, or not. And we will continue to do that discussion as for tomorrow as well. And yeah, that's our case of the Mavoi for today.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you both.
My pleasure. Thank
you. Have a good day.
Have a good day, everybody.
How do I leave?